Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana's 2018 recruiting class saw 23 players sign on the dotted line yesterday. Tom Allen checks in and gives us his thoughts on how the process went.
Great day for us. You know, you put so much work into this. I mean, there's so many hours invested in phone calls and visits and, you know, getting guys on campus unofficially, unofficially. And I'm so proud of our staff. You know, building relationships takes time, and building trust takes time. And every one of our committed players has signed with us, which is, you know, what you want. You know, we tell our guys, hey, if you're committed, then you're going to sign on the on that 20th, you know, and they all did. Didn't have to even really convince them. That's what they wanted to do. A great class, got good depth to it. It covers a lot of our needs, and especially the areas where we got a lot of departures with graduation. Just really excited about the young men and their families have chosen to become Hoosiers.
I also asked Coach, how do you put a recruiting class together? What are some of the keys?
I would say the first step is positionally. You go through and you say, okay, how many seniors are we going to lose in this class? You know, we actually did this a couple days ago for the next class, you know. So how many guys are going to graduate your position? And say, okay, this is how many guys we can bring in. And so then from there, you build your pool. Because you say, hey, we're going to have to take, we need two offensive line. Well, we're going to have this many to get those two. We need four offensive line. We're going to have way expanded to get that number. And so that's where it begins. And then you start looking at your depth chart and seeing, okay, where do we have the juniors and seniors and freshmen? How do those numbers all, how they play out? And that might affect whether you would get maybe a transfer guy versus a high school kid, just so your ages all kind of stay. You don't really ever want a huge departure from one position in one class. You know, you're always going to have, you know, more than others at times, but you don't want to have it to be a wholesale. And then you have to bring in too many young guys in one group, you know, in the freshman class. So that's kind of part of it. So you try and, you know, some of it don't always work out that way, but I think that's what's happened here.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tom Allen talks National Signing Day and two Indiana prospects joining the Hoosiers next year.
Everybody wants to talk about quarterback. It's the most popular position. You have Reese Taylor coming in from Ben Davis. What a dynamic player. He might play both ways.
Well, he's a young man. You know, he's listed as an athlete. Obviously played quarterback in high school. Just so dynamic with the ball in his hand. You know, as a defensive coach, when I see this kid, I'm like, man, this guy with the ball in his hands, he's a threat. He puts you in tremendous bind. So we've talked right now about him having, at minimum, a package, you know, and putting him in there. And there's no question he's a great quarterback, you know. But he's obviously a great athlete, you know, as a slot receiver, punt returner, kick returner, played corner. Yeah, he really has a passion for wanting to do that, you know, because he kind of sees the big picture of things as well. But my whole thing was, hey, let's get the best player in Indiana on our team and figure it out later.
Well, and you have the second best player as well from up in Lowell.
Tell you what, Jordan was our first commit. He was the first guy to jump in. He was my first commit to this class and as the head coach, and just so proud of him. You know, he's not a guy that's got all these huge offer lists, but I saw something in him. We had him in camp a year ago going into his junior season, and I just knew he was just a good football player. And he plays a lot of different positions for his high school team, runs the football, catches the football, tackles, tons of interceptions, kickoff returns, punt returns. That's why he was voted, you know, in the top three in the voting for Mr. Football in this state, led his team to the state championship game and for Lowell High School, and an in-state guy that's just tough, hard-nosed, really good football player. So I'm thrilled he's on our team. He's going to be a future really, really good player for us.
And speaking of quarterbacks, later in the day, Indiana got a commitment from a four-star quarterback from Tampa. A great signing day for Tom Allen and the Hoosiers. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.